Welcome to Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. It's great to have your company this morning. The condition of the Great Lakes will receive its fair share of attention over the next few days. Tonight in Milwaukee, the EPA is asking for public input on the future of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, or GLRI. Over the last 4 years, the federally funded program has funneled more than $1 billion into projects such as cleaning up polluted estuaries and combating invasive species. On Friday, the Council of Great Lakes Governors will convene on Mackinac Island for a weekend's worth of meetings to advance regional priorities. Cameron Davis will be on the scene for both of those gatherings. As senior advisor to EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson, it's Davis's job to coordinate the role 16 federal agencies play in putting GLRI dollars to work around the Great Lakes. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Benz corralled Davis by phone as he headed towards Milwaukee. He began by rattling off a few examples of progress made during phase one of the initiative.
About 100,000 acres of wetlands, coastal wetlands, and other forms of habitat around the Great Lakes have been restored. That's a big deal. We've supported the work to keep Asian carp from becoming established in the Great Lakes. And so far, we're winning on that one. We haven't won. The battle continues, and we still need to keep up the fight. But as far as we know, Asian carp have not made it into the Great Lakes in self-sustaining populations. So we want to keep up that effort. Another one, beaches are getting healthier. For example, in Chicago, beach closing swimming bans were at a five-year low, based in part on the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative.
What do you think is most critical pressing ahead now with the second phase? What is most critical, do you think?
Yeah, well, this answer may surprise you, but I think the most critical thing right now is to battle complacency. It can seem overwhelming to restore the Great Lakes. It can seem like a real task to try to breathe a new life back into these waterways that we all love and care about. But it's like anything else that is a big job. You take it one step at a time, and every year you do more and you accelerate your efforts. And the key issues don't change all that much from year to year. They may vary a little bit by the decade, but I think in the coming years for the next increment of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, we're looking at continuing the fight against invasive species like Asian carp. We're looking at reducing runoff from farmlands that can cause harmful algae downstream. We're looking at cleaning up our toxic hotspot areas of concern, places around Milwaukee Harbor and the rivers that still have toxic sediments in them that need to get cleaned up. Rebuilding habitat, and of course, just making sure that we're accountable for getting all these things done.
One of the concerns that many people are focused on are lake levels.
Sure.
Erratic weather that we have. Is that becoming increasingly front page? We have to think of this in every endeavor that we take on to improve the health of the Great Lakes?
Well, you're asking a fantastic question, and I'm hoping that when we have the public meeting that people give us their best ideas about how we can use the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative to ensure the resiliency of the Great Lakes system. And I do think part of it means building into every effort, every project, a component that ensures that project, the results of that project won't get wiped out or damaged over time as a result of extreme weather conditions that we're seeing. So I do think that that's part of it. I really believe that if we do all of the things that we say we're going to do under the existing action plan and what I know will be the next iteration of that action plan, all of those things combined will help make the Great Lakes ecosystem much more resilient in the face of extreme weather.
Tonight you're holding a public forum in
okay.
Milwaukee. You're going to be moving on to another, and you've got webcasts in between. What are you hearing so far from people?
So we kicked off our public forums last week. We did a webinar, which was really helpful. We had a public meeting in Buffalo Tuesday night. And one of the things that we are hearing from people is, number one, keep the investments coming. The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative is just a tremendous accelerator for getting good work done to help keep the Great Lakes healthy. Another thing that we're hearing from people is, while we keep the good work going on the ground and in the water, don't forget to educate the next generation. If we think the issues and the problems that we're facing, the management decisions that we're facing today are complex, they're going to be much more complex in the future. And we've got to get the next generation ready to be able to handle the decisions that they're going to have to make to help manage the Great Lakes and pick up that mantle. So those are just a few things that we're hearing. One of the great things about this region is that people are not shy. They have a lot of ideas about the Great Lakes, and just as the Great Lakes are big, we have just as many ideas out there coming from people about how we need to target our efforts across the board.
Explain, if you would, the status of funding.
Sure. So we've been very fortunate. President Obama proposed $475 million the first year of the GLRI, as we call it, and that was in fiscal year 10. It's been about $300 million since then, proposed and appropriated by Congress. We're waiting now for the FY14 fiscal year work and the budget to be passed by Congress. We'll see what that means. Bottom line, more than $1 billion worth of federal investments, and these are investments. You know, anybody who suggests that this is just the expenditure of federal dollars, you know, what I'd say is, well, you know, if you're putting money into a retirement fund for yourself, you're not spending money, you're investing money in the future of life. And that's exactly what the GLRI is doing. It's investing in the future of the Great Lakes. Just as our homes need upkeep, the Great Lakes need upkeep as well if they're going to continue to take care of us. And the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative is really a key program to help ensure that that happens.
You're 4 years into your job. I'm not going to ask you the challenge question, but you come from part of your background is having led the Alliance for the Great Lakes, an advocacy group. And I'm sure in that position you were juggling stakeholders and views about who has more or less right to it. How is that juggling? As you said, you report to and advise a number of different people and share your views and your passion for the Great Lakes. It's not an easy job.
Well, I think the training I got running a nonprofit was excellent training because it really taught me the value of public service. And this job is really no different. This is public service work at its best. It's about a resource, a common resource that we all love and care about, and it's something that we borrow from our children, and making sure that it's around for them. It's around to support jobs and recreation, quality of life, here to support the economy of the region, all of those things. And also, there's been, a great learning curve in terms of working with different agencies with different missions and trying to get everybody on the same page. That really doesn't change too much. The scale of it does, and maybe the responsibility does, but, you know, I think what's critical is that we listen. And that's what tonight is all about when we host the public meeting, is to hear what people have to say about their vision for a healthier Great Lakes going into the future.
There are those who are skeptical of federal agencies. Are you or aren't you using our money effectively? I assume you must very carefully quantify how these monies are being spent and what kind of impact they're having. Do you see some attitudes and barriers breaking down, or is that too naive to think that could happen?
Well, mostly people are incredibly supportive, and I think that's because of the Great Lakes themselves. People understand that just as the West may have the Rockies and the South may have the Gulf of Mexico and the list goes on, we have the Great Lakes. There's no other place like it in the world. And as the world gets thirstier and thirstier, I think more and more people are understanding that we have a real gift here and we've got to make sure that we're good stewards of it. So most of the folks out there really are supportive. They want to our investments continue. And for those who are skeptical or have questions or concerns, we really welcome those because we can't do our best to make sure that we're making the best decisions unless people are raising questions and unless folks are suggesting a better way to do things. So for tonight's public meeting, that's what I really welcome is, you know, if folks have concerns, we want to hear them. The only thing I ask is that they be constructive. If there's a better way to do things, let us know what your ideas are, because the 16 federal agencies that are all working to help restore the Great Lakes, they really need that input.
You'll be moving on from Milwaukee, I believe, to Mackinac Island, where Great Lakes governors and their corresponding provincial leaders will be meeting. Will you be addressing the group?
Well, I'll be there as an observer. The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative is something that the governors in the states have had a keen interest in for the past several years. Really, hundreds of millions of dollars have gone to the states for investments in their Great Lakes parts of the region. And this summit, this weekend on Mackinac Island, is really going to be telling as to whether the governors will continue to support the GLRI or not. And I'm real hopeful that they will.
Does it come down to a vote on their position on GLRI?
Well, I think there are many things that the governors are going to be considering this weekend, and I don't know that it will come down to a vote, but I do think that an expression of support from the governors will really go a long way to continuing the vibrancy of the program.
WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Benz spoke with Cameron Davis, who is senior advisor to EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson and is chief liaison to Capitol Hill on Great Lakes issues. He'll be in Milwaukee tonight at the Urban Ecology Center, Riverside Park, for a public hearing about the future of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. You can weigh in tonight in person or submit a comment online until July 12th to make your voice heard. You can find out the link at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. You'll also find information there on the Council of Great Lakes Governors that will convene over the weekend in Mackinac Island. What does it take to become a Lego Master Model Builder? Well, coming up next, we'll talk with Andrew Johnson, who holds that title in the Schaumburg Lego Discovery Center. Lake Effect returns on WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, right after this.